Hey, this is Some Guy.
This is the Bug Man.
And we're currently registered for the Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. If you guys would like to nominate us, just go to the website, register, and you can nominate us for the Comedy Show of the Year.
That's right. We need your nomination vote. We appreciate you being here, and we can't do it without you.
Yeah. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.
And Bug Man, I believe you had a question for us today.
Yeah, so I was wondering what your routine is. Not necessarily your routine for getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
But how do you get in bed?
Oh, okay. I'm glad it wasn't the other question, because I'd getting ready for bed for like me is like the way like a homeless guy gets ready for bed. I don't even take off any clothes or anything. Yeah. Like other than my shoes. Yeah. I take off my shoes.
Yeah.
And then I just get in bed.
Fall in bed.
Bed clothes are usually not even needed for me.
Oh man, I can't say that. My routine takes forever.
Yeah.
Forever. For multiple reasons, but yeah, it's not that simple.
Yeah.
But okay. Because
you're more concerned with how are you sliding.
Right.
And how do you do it?
Well, okay. So by the time I make it to bed, I line up, you know, perpendicular with my side.
Sure.
I toss the covers over. My wife's already in bed, not asleep, but she's there.
Yeah.
So she's okay. And I've tossed the covers over.
So you like fold a second layer over onto her.
Yeah, she's
and
got
clear
a second layer.
Completely.
And then I put my left leg up on the bed.
Yeah.
And then it's not really a hop, but it's kind of a hop, twist, spin.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my stomach, there in bed.
Okay.
Ready to go.
So you just flip over and lay out, you sleep on your
stomach. So I flip and spin flat and then land on the bed. And that's it. I move some.
You cover back up?
I'm in perfect position and I throw the covers back over me, and that's it.
All right.
And I don't have to move a lot, you know.
Are you like face down smothering the pillow, or are you
face
just
down
face sideways?
Face down smothering the pillow, not only smothering it, but I then grip it.
You're
like
hugging.
I'm hugging the pillow.
Bear hugging the pillow.
With my face into it.
Okay.
So
how do you breathe?
I don't know. Out my ears, I guess.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Man, your doctor must have a time with that.
Hell, you know, he doesn't know about it.
That's like the opposite of a CPAP.
Well,
you
that's,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
You know, the scenes with the big Darth Vader mask or whatever, like that's the opposite of that. You're like, I don't want to breathe at all.
I don't like to breathe. No, I don't like to breathe when I sleep. It wastes a lot of time.
Yeah. Hey, look, when you got to get in the right pattern, you're trying to work out that pattern for how you're going to breathe while you're sleeping.
Yep.
That's stressful.
It's really stressful.
There's a lot to work out there. You got to get the flow right and all this. And then when you get the CPAP in there, now you're, you know, you've got this whole like car engine sitting there next to you with the face mask and, you know, it's not pumping in the exhaust or whatever, but it's trying to regulate you.
Yeah.
And then you may as well stay awake.
Yeah, exactly. And when I don't sleep on I sleep on my back, I snore.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the weight of my nose, you know, bearing into my face.
Right.
Because I have a large nose. But my wife says she cannot sleep if I'm sleeping on my back because I snore so bad.
Okay.
So, anyway, how do you get into bed?
Okay, well, see, I get into bed. I've got this pretty specific thing. All right, so, but it's in one motion. I will, like, I'm standing still next to the bed, and I do have to prep the bed just a little bit. I got to move a pillow. My wife sleeps with my pillow on her back, and so I've got to move that up to where my head is, and then she kind of shuffles around. And after she gets settled, she's still asleep. I will grab the blanket, and then with one motion, I will throw the blanket up in the air while still holding it, and then I just sort of like throw my hips in and like do this sort of uppercut with the blanket, and then just land on the bed. And then she doesn't wake up. I don't turn around.
Well, yeah.
But you know, then I get in bed, and so I'm there, and then I go through this process of flipping and rolling, and I get into my pop routine.
Pop
routine. Okay, so here's my pop routine. Okay, first I pop my ankles, pulling my feet and, you know, pop my ankles.
Right,
and then I pop my feet, which is like half, like I grab like half of my foot starting with the outside and just like kind of bend my foot in half, like kind of like that, and it pops. And then I pop all my toes.
Yeah.
Okay. And by this time, my wife is doing like this sort of thing. That's her routine for
elbowing you.
That's her routine for, that's her part of the routine for me getting in bed is elbowing my side when I start popping my toes.
Like, hey, stop that.
Yeah. So she's doing this. And I don't know where I would be if she didn't do that.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to fall asleep. Like, if she.
Yeah.
I probably nudge her a little bit to just get her to elbow back. Cause,
so instead of a fan, you would have to, like, if you, if she wasn't there, you would need something nudging
something.
You.
Something. I just, like, some kind of machine or something.
Okay.
And so then I do that and pop my toes and finish out there. And then I've actually got to sort of scoop my socks off my feet, too, because I get, like I said, homeless guy. I'm just fully dressed.
Wow.
Like, you know, and then I, you know, and then I'll, I get those socks off, and then then starts the fight. There's like a short little battle where, like I said, you know, I get in with one motion, and I'm sort of like I do that uppercut thing. Well, I do another one of those, and I grab, I get a hold of the edge of the corner of the blanket again, and I just get it right here, and I start rolling over like this.
Yeah.
And I'm dragging the blankets off of my wife.
Uh-huh.
Like trying to get as much coverage as I can, like some excess coverage so I can fall asleep. And then once I've got it just super tight right here, that's when I fall asleep.
Right. So it seems to me that both of us are jumping into bed. Like there's no you know, like lay down or go get in bed. There's no getting into bed.
No, man.
We're both
Superman into that
thing. Hopping. Yeah. Why, where does that start? When did you start hopping and flying into bed?
Oh, like how long have I been doing that? Like how did I get
If you know, if you can answer that.
Well, I can tell you, I vividly remember, like, why I started jumping into bed.
Really?
Like, I had this thing where it was like, I had to have both feet off the ground at the exact same time because I was scared to death if I put one foot in the bed, if I just slide in one foot at a time, that I just had this vision, okay, of, like, this monster that was, like, some shadowy darkness business just reaching out some, like, almost just dark, bony, shadowy-looking hand and grabbing my ankle and just not doing anything. You know what I mean?
Gosh.
Not pulling
me
under.
Right.
Not eating
just
me.
Just holding me.
You know, just getting the thing out there. And I was so freaked out about that as a kid that I was like, I just, okay, both feet leave the floor, same time.
Yeah.
And never look under.
Yeah.
Never look under. So it was kind of, and I think, like, the whole Superman, the reason it was so fast, it was like I would go and turn off the light. And I've never been a kid that was afraid of the dark.
Right.
But I am afraid of what's under. I was afraid of what's under the bed.
Right.
So it was like turn off the light, run towards the bed, and then one motion, jump, grab the blanket, and land.
So does the creature, it doesn't lit, it's not alive when the lights are on. Or is it there and it just can't get you if the lights are on?
Honestly, if the lights were on, I never considered it.
Right.
I just never thought about it.
So it doesn't,
but when the lights were off,
then it can move freely.
Yeah. Right. But it stays under the bed. Like it chooses to stay under the bed. It doesn't, it's not like anywhere else in the room, but I was scared to death of even, like, you know, you see in movies where somebody casually falls asleep and they just knock out and like they have an arm hanging off.
Yep.
I was scared to death that was going to happen.
And so if you wrap yourself into the blankets, then that's not going to happen.
Or whatever.
You know, it's funny how there's monsters living under the bed, but somehow being on top of the bed, it makes us so much safer. So much safer.
So what's your experience? Like, how did you get started with doing this?
I guess mine is because I think this is why, is I had a really small room growing up.
Yeah.
So, actually, when I was real young, my brother and I shared a room, and then eventually I got my own room.
Yeah, we did that.
Which was a big thing.
Yeah, you're a bachelor,
to get your own
then.
Room.
Yeah.
Well, it was really small.
Ladies.
So I could only fit, to see my really small room that, well, anyway, I mean, it was so small, and it was a twin-size bed that I slept in. And actually, when I moved out of my parents' house, I took that twin bed with me, and I could get up out of the bed, and if I stumbled, like if I was still asleep and whatever, I could reach out and catch myself on the opposite side wall, like not moving, like still standing at the bed, I could just reach out and catch myself.
Yeah.
That's how small my room was.
Wow.
And but when
the closet size,
yeah, like a closet,
just enough space
size
for you and the monster,
and that's it.
Or did you have a monster?
Well, I don't guess I actually had, and maybe this is off track a little bit, but I'm not sure if my mom or dad listen, so I'm just gonna tell this like they're not listening, because I have this is a fond memory of mine actually.
Hey, Bugman's dad.
Yeah, well, and funny thing is, so I'm the Bugman.
Yeah,
I had a rat that came in from the field and made a hole up into the floor and then through my closet and would come. We could see where it had been in there, right, whatever. So I didn't necessarily have a monster, but I did have this rat. Anyway, I can tell you that story in a different time. But when I didn't have a lot of room to roll around and move around and take different positions. So when I removed the covers and hopped into bed, I only had one position really that I could sleep in.
Right,
so it was
right.
just kind of
a tiny bed.
Yeah, just kind of streamlining that whole process,
mm-hmm,
and just hop and I'm there, you know, like that's it. Like I don't have to, you know, get comfortable or sleep on this side or that. There was only one side of the bed and I just popped, you know, and I was just in.
Yeah, yep. You just slide right in. You just, small room.
Yeah.
You just like the necessity of having an efficient way of getting into bed and sleeping.
Right.
You know, okay. So, well, I think we got this one figured out.
Yeah, yeah. So the question was, how do you get in bed?
How do you get in bed? And I mean, we obviously you and I answered that, but I think not only do we answer, you know, for us, we're like, we're candid about how we get in bed. We're talking about like optimal ways
right
to do this,
most efficient.
So, you know, if this is a problem for you out in the audience, if this is a problem that you're dealing with, like you're just wondering, you know, I'm really having a tough time getting in bed and calming down and actually getting settled, like how are some guy and the Bugman doing this,
right?
You know, there it is. I think these are efficient ways. They're good ways. Especially if you're married, they're, you know, they're good for your partner.
Exactly.
You know, so just, you know, follow after our example, and I think you'll have a better night's sleep. Your little smartwatch or whatever, if it's tracking your sleep, you won't be doing so many roll arounds.
Exactly.
You'll be sleeping a lot better.
You'll be in deep sleep.
So I think we got that one figured out.
Yep.
Okay, well, tell your friends to recommend us to your friends if they're having sleep apnea issues. Get rid of your CPAPs. Come right here.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Yep.
Take your doctor's advice.
Exactly.
All right. So, all right, I guess that's it. I'm some guy.
I'm the Bug Man.